Elisha Wiesel is the son of Elie Wiesel. Elie Wiesel had one son. His name is Elisha. When he was a child, he remembers his father trying to teach him Torah a little bit, with a lot of love. He always gave him a lot of love. His father used to tell him, be a good student, be a good son, and be a good Jew. But when he became a teenager, he was resenting. He did just the opposite. He was angry with school. He was angry with his parents. He was angry with his parents' religion. The more he rebelled, the more his father showed him love. There is a Hasidic story about a father who came to his rabbi, to his rabbi, and he told him, Rabbi, my son abandoned the tradition. He abandoned Judaism. And the rabbi told him, this is rabbi, whoever his rabbi was, told him, listen, then you have to love him even more. That Wiesel's son said, I think my father heard the story, knew the story. Because that's why he was always showing him love and showing him that he believes in him, not just he loves him. He says, even when he used to scream at his father, he used to tell him, I don't want any connection to your religion. And never, I'd rather be a Buddhist and a Baptist and whatever you want, but not anything that you tell me what to do. Even then, his father continued to love him and believe in him. But his father was not just a good Jew. He didn't just told them to be a good Jew. His father showed an example. He showed them an example of how a good Jew has to behave. Elie Wiesel used to keep Shabbos, keep kosher. Elie Wiesel put a tefillin every day. Even in Auschwitz, he used to, for the first for 40 days in Auschwitz, in the camp, in the worst camp, he put a tefillin for 40 days every day. That's unbelievable. There it means to be up a whole night because it was one pour of tefillin. It was mean. Every time you put a tefillin, you're risking your life. And on top of it, his father is to learn Torah every day, teach Torah, and fight for on behalf of the Jewish people, defend the Jewish people. That his father showed them how a Jew has to behave. His father asked for him two things only. Marry Jewish, and say Kaddish after me. You should say Kaddish after him when he dies. That's the only two things his father asked for him. He did it. He married Jewish. I think in 2016, when his father passed away, he remembered what his father asked from him, and he started to go to Shul to say Kaddish. Where he went? To Chabad in Connecticut. By a rabbi, in Chabad rabbi in Connecticut, and he walked in. He started to, he came to say Kaddish. His mother lives in Connecticut. That's why he was there in Greenwich. He went to Chabad, and you sit in Shul, you already opened the Chumash. You opened the Chumash, it's a Chabad Chumash with a lot of Hasidic commentaries. He started to like it. He liked it. He liked it more. And at that time, right there, his son was turning 12, and he had to start to think about a bar mitzvah. And he started to feel that he wants to do a bar mitzvah. He wants his kid to do a bar mitzvah. He knew his father would be very happy. And he lives in Manhattan, the son. See, the father, his name is Eliezer Wiesel. It's called Eli. The son's name is Elisha, again Eli. The grandson is Eliyahu. It's again Eli. The all three of them are Eli. Then he lives in Manhattan, and he asks a friend, he's looking for a bar mitzvah teacher. Guess what? He recommended him, my brother-in-law, Miriam's brother, really? Rabbi Chaim Malevsky, who is a rabbi in the west side in Manhattan. Upper West Side. They met, they started a relationship, and they clicked. And he started to teach him. Obviously, you teach about the bar mitzvah, you talk about, you have to buy him tefillin, the bar mitzvah boy. He bought him tefillin, the son started to learn how to put in tefillin, the father, Eliyahu, the bar mitzvah boy, then his father started to do with him. Today, the father and the son, both of them are putting on film every day. Not only this, one day he tells them, my father, Elie Wiesel, the famous Elie Wiesel, used to live in a few places. Easter was in New York, then used to be a professor in Boston. Then he tells them, my father, wherever he was, he had a pair of film. One in this house, one everything, wherever he lived. He says, I have an extra, I can give you one pair of film. Then he gave him a pair of film. Now my brother-in-law, Rabbi Alevsky, he's every Chabadnik offers people to put on film whenever he sees them. But he's like Israeli zealous about it. He goes with a t-shirt that says, real men rap, and there's a picture of film. This kind of a guy, whoever he sees somebody, is like all over him until he puts on film. And he gave him that film from his father, and my brother-in-law goes around, and he tells people, would you like to put on that film of Elie Wiesel? And people really connect to it, and he has a lot of people do it because of this. In the parsha of this week, we read about Rivka's pregnancy. 10 years she could not have children. Finally, she got pregnant. She got pregnant, but she had pain. What type of pain? That Rashi says, whenever she used to pass by the yeshiva of Shemen Aver, the baby kicked, he wanted to go out. Whenever she passed by the idol worshipping house, the baby was kicking again, he wanted to go out. She felt it's a very strange phenomena she felt in her womb. Then she decided to go ask a prophet. What is happening within here? What is going on? Which prophet she chose? She chose to went to ask Shem, the son of Noah, was still alive, was a very holy man, very righteous man. She went to ask him, what is this phenomena that nobody knows about? The baby kicks here and he kicks there. Shem told her, you have twins. Shnei goyim bevitnech, two nations are near within your womb. Before the days of ultrasound, not always people knew that they have twins. Probably most of the times they didn't know that they have twins. But now she had twins, we don't hear any more complaints from Rebecca. You don't hear complaints. Then the question is, what changed? If it was painful before, but what changed because he told her, because Shem told her, you have twins, oh, so? What was she concerned before that by knowing that she had twins, it became better? That's the question. What changed? Then there is a Hasidic explanation like this. Before she thought she has one baby, she was worried that this baby wants to go to learn Torah. And then he wants to go to worship idols. It means the guy's a split personality. He's schizophrenic. He doesn't know what he wants. He's a little here, a little there. He's an hypocrite. Then what's the problem? The problem is, when he will learn Torah, he will never be all the way here. There is always somewhere, maybe this, maybe the other side. When the prophet told her, when Shem told her, there are two babies in your womb, she relaxed. She said, at least one baby is by God. It wants spirituality. The other baby wants to worship idols. It's also very worrying. But at least there is some, he knows what he wants. We can talk to him. We can convince him. We can work on it. But to have somebody who goes here and there, that was ill concerned. So, in our life, we have the same problem. The problem of split personality is a problem that every humanity dealt from day one. People constantly worry about themselves. You know, they feel that they serve God, he prays very hard, and then after the prayers, he forgets and he behaves like the worst of the worst. Here you stand in the Neila service, and you pray to God on Yom Kippur, and you say, God, I'm going to be the best boy ever in the world. And right after the service, you go out to break the fast, and you push and you kick and you scream for one piece of cake. Then you ask yourself, that I'm real? Or I'm just pretending to be religious, pretending to be righteous. That my prayer was real, because if my prayer was real, why am I behaving like this? And you know, a young man thinks to himself, I'm only 20 years old. Now I'm still bad. But when I'll be 40 and I'll really pray a lot and I'll learn Torah, I'll really kick out all my bad inclinations, and I will be completely righteous. Guess what he's turning 40, and we all know. Still have bad. Turn 60. Well, more Torah, pray more, I'll do more mitzvahs, I'll be more mature, I'll be more of a mensch, I'll be a grandpa, I'll be a mensch. Gornished. And people got very depressed. They, one of two things. Some people said the system doesn't work. The system doesn't, I mean, the Torah, we cannot be righteous. It's just not, it's not practical. Other people said, I'm a failure. What would bother them more than everything is that they are split personalities. A person asks themselves, then who needs all of that? If I cannot do it, why bother? That's what was. People used to give up. Well, if I cannot be righteous, if I'm still a bad guy, and still the prayers didn't change me, didn't make me into a better person, there was a point. Came the Alter Rebbe, Reb Shneur Zalman of Liad, in his book Tanya. Tanya is like the Bible of the Chabad philosophy. That's the foundation of Chabad. And he opened everybody's eyes. He said that there is, in within every person, there is two souls. Not just a good inclination, evil inclination. No. Two souls. A godly soul and an animal soul. The godly soul is a part of God himself. This soul wants to be connected to God. Wants to learn Torah. Wants to do mitzvot. Wants to help other people. It's a selfless soul. The animal soul is just like an animal. An animal is not bad. An animal is selfish. An animal wants to survive. As the survival instincts. Every human being, if you don't have survival instinct, will die from hunger. We don't care not to eat. We need a survival instinct. That's the animal soul. Not bad. Not an evil inclination. Nothing evil. Just want to survive. Selfish. The selfish soul, if you want. Now, these two souls are within every person. And the person, there is, in every one of us, there is like twins. And within every person, there is a fight over the person. Who is going to control the person? It's like two armies over a little city. You know, in Czechoslovakia, it used to be a city that one day they were Czechoslovakia, the other way they're Hungary. Elie Wiesel tells a story about his own city. Depends on which day you were coming. You understand? The same thing is here. The person is in the middle, is the middleman, and every soul is trying to convince him to join his way. The godly soul, please, tries to convince him, let's do a mitzvah, because the godly soul cannot do mitzvahs. You know, I need my body, I need to rub the tefillin over my hand. And when I put the tefillin over my hand, I help my soul, my godly soul, to connect to God. The animal soul says, I want to survive, I want to eat, I want to drink, I want to sleep, I want to have fun. And there is a constant struggle within the two souls, within me. But it's not that I'm the same person who has split personalities. I have two personalities within me. One day, 1 hour, this personality takes over. And then when I pray, I'm sincere and I'm real. And I do it with my whole heart and soul. And when my animal soul takes over and pulls me the other direction, I'm very sincere when I eat the ice cream. But it doesn't mean that before, it's like Jacob and Esau. When Jacob wanted to go to the synagogue, to the yeshiva, to learn Torah, not because Esau wanted to go to idol worshiping girls, not because he has a bad name or a beast, that he's not real, he's not sincere. The same thing is with us. We are two people. One day we are this, 1 minute we are this one. But whenever we are doing the good thing, we are actually sincere. We are not split personalities, we are not hypocrites, we are not covering up who we are, we are not pretending, we are real. That's what he meant with the two souls. And it happens to every one of us, you know, people go come to shul, and your friend tells you, oh, you're an hypocrite, if you're going to shul, why you don't keep kosher? If you put on tefillin, why you don't do this? You're not real. That's all excuses. The answer is, when I do a mitzvah, that's real. When I don't do, I'm in the other direction. Every person is not perfect. That's the whole idea. That's not all or none.
Right.
then and when one person is taking over, the other person is a little lower. It's like a fight. It's a struggle. God doesn't want us to be righteous, but he never wants us to give up the fight. That when a person rebels against his parents, it's real. And when later he discovers his Judaism in a synagogue from a nice chumash, and he starts to be connected, and he puts on film, that's even more real. This is the real person. And that's what a person has to strive to. To find his real connection to God. Because the real Jew is the one who wants to do the mitzvahs. The bad side takes over, the animal soul, the selfish side takes over from time to time. But when you ask me who I really am, I want to be connected.